Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Zoe Moon. I was waiting on the music, but I guess it's not playing. Sorry about that. Okay, so hey everybody, I am here to look at the week that runs from October 5th through October 12th, and we have a very big event in this week ahead. So, anybody that saw the note, I'm sure you already know, it is about Jupiter moving into Scorpio for the first time in 12 years. And so it's a very big new trend that will be kicking off. It's going to be traveling through this sign for 13 months. So we have quite a bit of time to expand our horizons or deal with really big things going on in that arena in our chart. And I'm going to talk in depth about all of that. That's really going to be pretty much the thrust of the show. But before I get into that, I do want to say to you guys, there will be some personal planetary energy in the most of this week ahead. Really going to be active Saturday through Wednesday. And is all about a bunch of squares. So we have a bunch of challenges or obstacles, or we're pushing a lot harder for something. And I did want to touch on that so you guys are prepared for it. So Saturday and Sunday, Venus will square Saturn. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, Mars will square Saturn, both from the same position. And so really Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we are going to be in there dealing with what the topics where Venus and Mars are active, which would be over the details, the paperwork, hired help, coworkers, our job, or other kinds of work scenarios, health situations, animals and what's going on with them, or environmental concerns. And really, you know, Mars is going to make that very active time to do something about it or react to something that's happening, can stir passions or anger and fights, or can just motivate you to make things happen. Venus will be about being in there trying to smooth things out or focus on the love or the women or the beauty or the income flow in that situation. So both of those guys during those days are up against Saturn in this frictional energy pattern, which means, you know, again, there's something to overcome, dealing with a limit or responsibility or ending or long-term commitment, ambition, authority type person, and it's in Sagittarius. So it means that we have to deal with the legal side of things, a travel situation or person at a distance, something with foreign interests or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, could be educational, could be religious, could be political, could be about weddings or other ceremonies. So there is something to, you know, have to deal with there that is a challenge. So expect that, you know, apparently we just needed more of this kind of stuff. I don't know what to say. I look at it and I'm just like, really? But there it is. And then the other personal frictional energy stuff that's going on will be kind of at its height Sunday and Monday, the 8th and 9th. And that is Mercury and the Sun both squaring Pluto. So Mercury and the Sun are active in Libra. So this means that, you know, we're hearing something, you know, some kind of news or offer, or we're in talks or meetings, or we're in agreements or focusing on sales or writing, interviews, decisions that are about the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, allies and enemies, you know, it's that relational part of the chart. And with the Sun there showing up or making it about something personal, physically involved for us, you know, so whether that is something you need or something you're doing about it, this is definitely amplified with these people. And the square to Pluto means we're dealing with some kind of challenge or pushing ourselves harder here when it comes to a goal or an authority figure or the career or one of those Pluto themes, sex, finances, death, divorce, reproduction, triangles, power, controlling interests, that kind of thing. So, you know, expect to talk it out, expect to show up, expect to be very active dealing with all this stuff Saturday the 7th through Wednesday the 11th. Again, kind of breaking down with the Venus-Mars stuff and Saturn Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and with the Mercury, Sun, and Pluto Sunday and Monday. So that's our personal stuff. And I guess, you know, I should have time to touch on how that's going to break down for each sign, where it's going to play out. So now let's talk about the big thing, about Jupiter moving into Scorpio. You know, you can think back the fall of 2005 through 2006, the last time that this was happening. You can think back to, what would it be, 93 to 94 when it was happening before, and kind of take it back every 12 years to get an idea of what this was like. Obviously, there are going to be some pretty powerful planets that are in play now during this 13 months ahead that have not been there in the past. And I want to talk a little bit about that. The last time we had Jupiter in Scorpio making an opportunity alignment to Pluto, which is what it's going to do in this year ahead for us, was back in 1768 and 1769. And at that time, you know, that was really considered the first act that led to the Revolutionary War happened in 1768 with John Hancock refusing to allow customs agents from Britain to go below deck on his ship. And that was also the time when we had the first American song that was a patriotic song penned called the Liberty Song. So you're seeing some examples of the country kind of going in towards that direction again. So we can expect in this year ahead that there may be some acts of defiance, or, you know, some kind of patriotic surge, or whatever this is going to be. You know, we're seeing the pattern open up again. And so it's an opportunity aspect. It means that things will flow more readily, more easily between Jupiter and Pluto during this time. In 2018, the dates that Jupiter is going to open up to Pluto are January 15th, April 14th, and September 12th. And so, you know, we're really seeing a very similar territory. Back when it was, 1768 and 1769, this was happening in the second decan of the sign. So, Jupiter and Scorpio, the second decan is Pisces. So we saw a lot of this playing out on, you know, ships on the ocean to start the whole ball rolling and all that kind of thing. And we're two of the three aspects will be in the second decan again in this year ahead. So there may be some tie-in with some of that going on as well. And so really we need to kind of think about what Scorpio is about. A lot of you guys know, right? And think about the fact that, you know, as Jupiter enters this on Tuesday the 10th and starts this 13-month travel until November 8th of 2018, it is going to be doing its best to make things bigger, to open up bigger opportunities, to take whatever's happening in that area and make it bigger, to try to open the field for more prosperity or happiness when we stay on the light side of the energy. And Scorpio, when we think about Scorpio and what it's about, you know, it has some very powerful transformational qualities to it that are good for us, and it has some really dark stuff. And so we need to be aware of that as well, because every time we contribute to the story of what's going on, our energy is adding to that one way or the other. So depending on if you're throwing out, you know, vitriol and hateful remarks and actions, or you're actually trying to see the good in everybody, you know, could probably tip the scale one way or the other as we go through this year ahead. So, you know, Scorpio rules all finances besides your paycheck. And so the financial market, the stock market, the banks, you know, your credit cards, your loans and debt, inheritance and taxes and insurance and investments and settlements and commissions and royalties and your partner's money and alimony and child support and your mortgage and, you know, all of these things. So Jupiter is going to take what's going on in those areas really big. So it may be the best year ever to, you know, pay off some debt or to get a good verdict in a settlement or to find a financial, you know, advisor who can help guide you into the right direction. And on the challenging side, when it's under duress, it could be that we're going to see some real shakeups going on in a very big way in the financial realm. And so we definitely do want to seek out people that can give us, you know, the right kind of advice as we go into that. Scorpio rules sex. And so, you know, this can be on the positive side, on the, you know, we kind of divide Scorpio into the Phoenix rising or the snake, you know. So let's say on the Phoenix rising side of this, it can be incredibly deep, intimate, sexual connection, soulmate connection with somebody. And this may be the year that you're going to see something major take a turn in your life in that direction. On the snaky side of the sexual arena, it can be about obsession and jealousy and controlling situations, power struggles, triangles and affairs and that kind of thing. And that would go bigger as well. So you want to definitely be clear about what you're getting involved in, where you're taking that. Scorpio rules reproduction. And so this, you know, if you've been really trying to have a child, this could be the year where you have that breakthrough, because this will go bigger, right? If you have been trying to turn a corner and get your hormones balanced and you're going through a change in your life with that, it can be the year where you find the right results for that. And definitely a year where Jupiter can help you find issues if there are things going on, you know, with the functionality of your reproductive system. This would be a year where this could help you deal with that. Scorpio rules divorce. And so, you know, whether this is going to be really big and make you very happy or challenge you because it's going to turn into something really big, Jupiter there can definitely help you with the Jupiter side of things, the legal side of that. It can help you, you know, get in there and maybe work things out so it doesn't go that way if that's what you want. But there can be a really big focus on that side of life. Scorpio rules death and birth. You know, again, Jupiter can be, because Jupiter rules our faith, our beliefs, you know, the powerful God energy and all of this, then going through a death with somebody in this year ahead, it could be a very transformative experience with a lot of, you know, touching moments to it. And on the dark, snaky side of this, you know, it can be the manipulative, sneaky, buried stuff going on that wants to destroy lots of people, like we just saw in Las Vegas. And so, again, you know, we have to keep our vibration in the highest place with all of this. Scorpio rules, what else do I want to say? It rules the crime and the underworld. So we want to definitely, you know, hopefully with Jupiter here, it will help shine a light on and bring justice and bring the law into things, you know, and help us deal with those kind of situations. But again, it can also take those situations into a very big way. Scorpio rules things that are buried and underground. So we might decide to dig a new basement or underground bunker, or we might uncover something when we're out there with our metal detector that's been buried, or it might be something within ourselves that we've kept buried for a long time, and this is a purgative, expansive energy that will help bring that up for everybody to deal with. So, you know, it ain't light and fluffy, but it's definitely powerful. And more than anything, you know, Scorpio rules change. I mean, I guess it rules power and change. And it can help us purge things and evolve things in a very intense way. And so I would definitely say we can expect to see some of that starting to take place from the 10th onward as this moves in. Besides the fact, and again, I want to just say, you guys, with it making an opportunity alignment to Pluto, that means the door is open and you can ignore the disgraceful behaving souls out there that are doing nasty things under this influence. And you can really stay in the light and stay on the top of this energy and do some amazingly powerful things. You know, with Pluto in this open door, it can be about reaching those higher up individuals and having some powerful experiences there. And it can be about about furthering your goals or your career or your status or your reputation and really building upon that and making some changes and going further, going deeper, you know, broadening the horizons through all of this. And so you just want to focus on that stuff. I'm giving you both sides of this so you're aware of, because it's, you know, the world has gotten so insane. But there you have it, some really powerful things. Jupiter also, well, before I go on, I want to say that in this year ahead, in 2018, Mars will come and sit on Jupiter on June 7th of 2018. So that day may be a day to watch for something really major happening, maybe even the 6th, because Mars likes to kind of come early. So maybe 6th and 7th, we should circle there. And then Mars will come in and activate Pluto at the same time, opportuning Jupiter in that equation between April 23rd and 27th of 2018. So again, those days on a personal level may be very dynamic and active, passionate, could be big fights if you're finding yourself on the darker side of this. But definitely, you know, things are happening at that time. The other thing Jupiter's going to be doing in this year ahead is making a trine, again, a very positive alignment. And this is going to be to Neptune. And the days that this is peaking will be December 3rd of this year, 2017, and then May 25th of 2018, and August 19th of 2018. And, you know, so this is going to put us in flow with all these Scorpio themes aligning in some kind of harmonic with the Neptune arena in Pisces. So this can be things that are coming into alignment that are going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in secret, in private, with strategies, with research or investigations and projects in development. It can involve healing in hospitals, dealing with bad habits or addictions. It can be about romance, some kind of private or clandestine romance or romantic getaways. It can be about art, anything in the art world, film, music, dance, painting, poetry, museums, concerts, whatever. It can be about spirituality, prayer, meditation, yoga. It can be about magic or psychic interests. And so all of that is going to kind of be heightened on those key days. Mars will then come and sit with Neptune next year in December on the 7th. Mars will, again, as mentioned before, will sit with Jupiter in that configuration on June 7th of 2018. So that first week of June may really be quite important. And the other thing that Jupiter is going to do from this position in Scorpio is make a harmonic to Chiron. It's only going to happen one day on November 1st of 2018. So if there is some healing that needs to happen in any of the topics I just listed, this day we can be building to this at this point. Chiron can expose the wound or the vulnerability first. I would assume most people would already be aware of this because it is in trine form. So let's hope that this is just about a massive potential for healing at this point. And I guess the only other things I would say before we really start to look at how this can impact everybody would be, you know, Jupiter will retrograde next year between March 8th and July 10th. And so, you know, we'll be moving forward, and then we get to March 8th, we kind of stop, we slow down, we start to assess how far we've come with these Scorpio themes. We go back over anything, we retreat, we pull back, we look over everything we're doing, or we go back to the past in some way and reconfigure things, you know, or see if there's something to be rekindled or released. And then by July 10th, we're back into forward motion, and we'll continue to move forward up through that November 8th date. So that's kind of how it breaks down, and it's forward, backwards, forward motion. And then the only other two big things that may key in will be that the full moon in Scorpio will be happening April 29th next year, 2018. And so that's bringing something to a climax in one of those Scorpio areas. The new moon will be on November 7th next year, and that will start to kick us into the next chapter. And interestingly, happens just the day before Jupiter exits the sign. So, there's a lot going on here. So, how do we start to look at this? I would say I'm going to go through Jupiter first with the signs, and then if I have time, then I will backtrack and talk about the personal planets that are going to be active in this week ahead. So for Jupiter going into Scorpio on Tuesday the 10th, for Aries, you know, think back to where you guys were back in 2005 to 2006. And mostly 2006 was the big year for it. And what was kind of opening up in a big way, you're about to go into this again. This is definitely a time where your finances, it's a really, really important time to get serious about that, because Scorpio is a third-party situation. You know, it's a favorable time for you to sit down with financial experts. Anything that you need to pay off or set up so that you're getting a better, you know, end result in the financial realm, anything you're trying to grow or protect, and especially as volatile as the financial market is, then this is the year to really take that seriously. This will help. And so, again, not the time to really go it on your own. Find somebody who is, you know, credited and professional, and whoever can, you know, I don't know who all these people are, but, you know, somebody in the financial world who is trustworthy and knows what they're doing. And this is the time to get in there. Maybe if there's anything financial that you need to tackle legal scenarios on, or you're looking at foreign situations or import-export, or you want to learn something about this financial arena, any of that is definitely favored during this time frame. This is also, you know, because this Jupiter is weddings and media and politics and religion, you may decide you want to put some money into something there, or start looking at how finances are shared, or, you know, the burden is shared in those areas as well. Again, this is definitely going to be growing this situation for you, and so you want to take advantage of any changes, any kind of connections you can make through this. On the personal side of this energy for Aries, you know, this is the sexual attraction, and you may have an incredibly big love affair, you know, passionate tryst, or, you know, life-changing soulmate experience during this year ahead. If you're single, it could be somebody brand new. If you're in a relationship, it could go much deeper, and you could kind of purge any issues or walls that have come up between you in that area. On the challenging side of this, you do have to be aware that people that you're getting involved with, you know, you want to make sure there's not a third party in this situation, that they're not still married or have somebody they're living with. Or maybe you'll just meet somebody who's going through a divorce, or you're going through a divorce and you meet somebody, you know, but there can be that triangle scenario, so be careful about that. Otherwise, this could be really kind of rock your world type of year for you. Reproductively, Jupiter can definitely help you go bigger, you know. So it can be that you are just expanding with a baby kind of thing coming along. But it can, like I mentioned with the overview, it definitely for Aries can be a time where you're getting some kind of solution to reproductive issues or sexual issues. Or it can be a time where you're getting hormonal rebalancing or going through a big change and purge through this area. And this would be the time, you know, where you'd want to see your specialist and you want to consult people and see what you can get going or wrap up, you know, while you have this here, trying to be protective and trying to take this into a growth arena for you guys. As far as divorce, if you have to go through a divorce, this energy is considered some of the best energy to have there, as far as trying to help you get through it in a protective kind of, you know, way. And it would definitely help you as far as the connections with Pluto in Capricorn, because it could help you, you know, reaching the authority person who's going to make the final judgment and that kind of thing. So if you're going through that, then this can be a beneficial time to do so. If you are trying to find help to not go through it and you want to find that third party counselor, again, equally as powerful for you. So just depends on where you are and the two of you are in the scenario. It rules death, and so if there is somebody, you know, that's right on that edge, this may be a year where it's meant to be that this person is crossing over, and that would be, you know, considered a timely, protective time for them to cross over and kind of strengthen your faith and belief, or theirs, or the two of yours together. It can be a year where you just get more interested in learning about, you know, the veil between worlds and what goes on with the soul and where we are, you know, when we cross over and really starting to learn about that. There's all different kinds of ways this could play out as far as taking this into a bigger scenario when it comes to those themes. But definitely, you know, if you are dealing with somebody's crossing, with Jupiter being a legal, planet energy, it can be a time to really go forth and get those ducks in a row, whatever you need to kind of write up and deal with about somebody's passing or your own. If you don't have a will yet, definitely a year to get that done. And, you know, third-party scenarios definitely could be a power year for the Aries to really get in there, you know, and partner up with a couple people, or have you and your partner and a representative, or you and the clients and the representatives, and, you know, however you're going to work out that third-party scenario, whether it's for a financial situation, on the maybe shadier side, maybe it's a triangle that's a sexual tryst kind of thing, you know. But triangles are definitely powerful for the Aries during this year ahead. So there you have it. Again, I would watch the dates that I put forth at the beginning in the overview. Those dates might really kind of key you in to what it is that this is meant to focus on first and foremost. You can definitely have stuff playing out in all these areas, but, you know, those will be the most important. For Taurus, Jupiter moving into Scorpio is your relationship zone. And so having this planet travel here, you know, you're going to have 13 months where something really big can happen for you. Now, this can be the year where Taurus meets somebody and decides they're going to get married, because Jupiter rules weddings and this is in your, you know, marriage house, partnership kind of thing. Jupiter could be getting you into a financial partnership in business. That is a really big thing for you. This can be a year and a month where you are seeing some massive expansion with your clients, and you would probably see that through Jupiter-ruled themes. So either by expanding to a global market in some way, importing or exporting, or dealing with foreign contingency, or getting your legal agreements into a better alignment, or doing something in media or marketing or teaching what you know, perhaps, or going back and getting an education. So really the client base, you can definitely see a lot going on here with that. Specialists, definitely a time where you can see really great results by, interacting with specialists and experts. The competition, you could see, you know, that Jupiter is kind of favoring you in competitive arenas. And so, again, you know, looking for ways to expand your horizons through all of that. Again, you know, we're thinking about these key players, partners, clients, specialists. This could be about agents or attorneys or other people that represent you, your competitors, your opponents. And what you can do that is, focused on Scorpio, so it's either intimate and sexual or financial or about divorce or death or birth or third-party scenarios and how Jupiter is impacting that. So, you know, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political, legal. I don't know if I said that one already. So, you know, really, really big year. Definitely a year when Taurus wants to connect and where it's not going to be as challenging to connect. And you should see, or you should strive for, growth opportunities with everybody that's coming across your path. And if you're already in relationships, whether it is romantic or business or, you know, specialists or representatives, whatever, and you're happy with them, then you should see some things really taking off to the next level with this. And, you know, as you are connecting that with the Pluto opportunities in the year ahead, it's really lying in the same house that Jupiter rules. So again, really kind of reinforcing the potential for deeper, you know, connections or more powerful scenarios playing out through media, marketing, travel, legal, educational, political, religious, or wedding arenas in that. So, you know, really big deal. And, you know, I guess when I should also mention in all of these, the trine to Neptune, you know, the way that would play out for Taurus would mean that it is kind of opening the flow to your aspirations with these people and any original projects you're getting involved with. And it can also kind of tie in favorably with friends or groups or what you're doing online with astrology, with charities, with gatherings or your causes. So, you know, wow, really, really powerful stuff. And as with all signs, you know, just be aware of some of the darker stuff that I mentioned in the intro. Stay clear of that. And you should be doing really well with all of this. For Gemini, Jupiter going into Scorpio on Tuesday the 10th and kicking off 13 months of growth opportunity for you guys. You know, this is going to be opening things up in a very big way with your work. So you might take on more work projects, or you might get a job that offers you more prosperity or expansion or happiness. You might start to get a coworker or two who is really good for you. You might find the right people to hire that can really open your world up in this, you know, year plus ahead. And also any paperwork, you know, it can be a really important year to tackle that paperwork towards your happiness or prosperity. And in any of those themes, we're looking at, you know, Jupiter here influencing this. So you would be looking at the legal side of things or travel and how it plays into it, or your educational pursuits, whether you're going back to school to learn something or you're teaching what you know, or if it's about the media and marketing, et cetera, in those realms involved in this, or if there's something political or religious or ceremonial, you know, tied into it. And then also in Scorpio, when it comes to work and coworkers and hired help and paperwork, you would be looking at, you know, is the big financial side, you know, the back end maybe of that, you know, what, how's your 401k or how's your insurance plan, you know, and that kind of thing. Or what paperwork are you tackling that has a financial context? Could also be about something big going on that's sexy in the workplace or with a coworker, you know, maybe there's an attraction kicking up there. And so, you know, I guess with divorce and Scorpio, it could be the paperwork and the hired help that you're dealing with that would be good for helping you with that. And the same thing with if there's a mortality issue, getting in there and dealing with the paperwork and the hired help with that. And then the other side of the sixth house for Gemini is about your health and your animals. And so, again, Jupiter is really trying to open this up in a very broad way for you guys in this year plus ahead. And so it can be a year where, you know, if we're looking at your health, I mean, it's a great year for purgatives, you know, for cleansing out, for going deep, for making those big changes and transforming your health in some way. And it may be through third-party scenarios. It may be through traveling someplace that, you know, gives you the right information, or educating yourself, or, you know, any of those Jupiter themes. And it can be about the reproductive system, maybe, you know, with some of the Geminis out there and what you're doing for your health there. While Jupiter, that kind of protective, growth-oriented planet, is there helping you in some way. Same thing for your animals, you know. So if you're trying to adopt more animals under this or start to donate some money to animal charities, or perhaps there's a pet that's passing over and you're going through that transformative scenario, which is not an easy one, obviously, but it's a possibility, I guess. But Jupiter is definitely trying to open up the road in those arenas through Scorpio themes. Maybe you'll start breeding, you know, some animals on the farm, you know, anything that can grow the scenario, right? So there you have it for Gemini. For Cancer, this is the territory in your chart that is about true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. And can also be about speculation, but I would, you know, I would advise to not be speculative in the market that we're in. But, you know, that's not a financial input. That's just me. That's just me saying don't do anything stupid. But, you know, let's focus on the good stuff here. For Cancer, you know, Jupiter is trying to bring some kind of big, happy or prosperous or protective or growth-oriented experience here. So for the single Cancers, this can definitely bring a love affair. Having Scorpio here can make it extremely sexy and passionate and deep and intimate. Again, on the darker side of that, you have to be careful about triangles and jealousy and possessiveness, but this can be a very powerful year for meeting that kind of soulmate, intense love affair type of person. And if you're already with somebody, you guys can go through a very deep purgative situation that brings you closer and gets you more intimate with each other. Also could be reproductive. Seeing that it ties in with lovers and children here and the Scorpio reproductive side. So definitely could be a year where you bring a child into the world or where you are going through some kind of change to that reproductive system. If you have kids, it could be something big going on with them and a financial scenario or their sex life or reproductive life. If you're going through a divorce in this particular year, it can help you, you know, kind of balance things out with the kids and the finances and all of that. And as far as creative projects for Cancer, this is really the year where you can see, you know, finances flowing in and finding that backer or that loan or that, you know, financial scenario that can help grow your creative project in some way. Or you may find that there's some passion kicking up involving what you're doing with the creative energy. You may be asked to travel for creative projects or sign legal documents for a creative deal. You might start teaching a creative class or take lessons in that. So there's a lot here going on in the creative field. And then recreationally, you know, go big, have fun, find something that you enjoy, you know. I would say, gosh, you know, what is it? Something deep, something I don't know. All I can think of is like, you know, go dig some holes in the backyard, but it doesn't sound fun. I don't know, and I'm a Cancer. What am I supposed to do for fun here? What do I do for fun? I'm always so serious. What do I do? I don't know. Maybe, you know, get involved more with the lover or the kids and the creative projects, and that'll be fun. But it can definitely be a time. Maybe you'll travel and enjoy your travels. Maybe you'll, you know, have a lovely, intense, romantic experience with that lover. Yeah, so looking for ways to expand the recreation, that's where this is going. And, you know, for Cancer, the link to Pluto that's going to be highlighted throughout this year ahead when it comes to really having something big occur with your lover or love life, your children, your creative projects or recreation ties into an open door to the partnership or the clients or the specialists or the agents or the attorneys or the competition, you know, or any key one-on-one scenario, and then reinforces the Pluto side of that. So the financial, sexual, divorce, mortality, third party scenarios. And then the link to Neptune throughout the year ahead, ties in favorably with travel, legal, educational, media marketing, wedding, religious and political themes in the mix. So you have a lot coming together there, and that's where your focus of growth should be. For Leo, Jupiter moving into Scorpio on Tuesday, the 10th of October, and traveling there for the next 13 months, is about opening up a year plus where you should see something major opening up in your life, some kind of growth experience that is impacting your home, who you live with and where you live, a move, a renovation, your roommates, your family, your parents, a real estate deal. It could also focus in on ancestry or history interests that you have and really kind of doing something to make you feel more secure and rooted in the world. And so you want to think about ways that you can, you know, make this happen. And in Scorpio, it may happen because of a sexual attraction that develops that then you guys are moving in together or buying a property together and that kind of thing. It can be about a divorce and getting the right settlement through the legal side of Jupiter here. It can be just about signing legal agreements to buy a property. It can be about an inheritance coming through a parent during this year. It can be you know, anything that is really kind of giving you the chance to open the doors in some kind of bigger way and see that purgative and evolving status to this in a way that, you know, takes you further than you have been. Definitely, if you want to talk to somebody about investing in real estate or flipping properties or learning some kind of new way to bring in money through home interior design or real estate, any of these things, it would probably be a beneficial year to look at that as well. And, you know, I think that's pretty much the bulk of that. As far as like family goes, you know, it could be a year where you're seeing the family growing through reproductive scenarios. So maybe, you know, your sister's bringing another kid on board or your uncles, you know, I don't know. There could be something along those lines too as well. And then, you know, as far as like the links that are important, the Jupiter opportunity, Pluto throughout this year ahead, for Leo, this means that there can be some powerful evolutionary steps in any of those areas that are tied in with the paperwork or the hired help or the coworkers, or that involves the work being done or your job or a health scenario or the animals on board. And so this is definitely a powerful part of the story. And then the favorable alignment to Neptune for Leo then kind of goes right back. It goes into that eighth house. So this can definitely then, again, kind of reinforce that financial, sexual, divorce, mortality, third-party scenario, and bring in Neptune themes, you know, something going on that you're developing behind the scenes, a romantic tryst that's picking up steam, or the artistic pursuits, the spiritual practices, the research and development, the healing or hospitals, or dealing with, you know, addictions or bad habits and that kind of thing. And that's all in favorable flow as well. All right, for Virgo. Virgo. Okay, so for Virgo, Jupiter is moving into your third house, and this is a house with a lot going on. So, okay, first of all, Virgo, this can be an off-the-charts 13 months for you guys where you can see some real growth, some powerful growth that happens to, you know, coming through your talks and meetings, your interviews and auditions, your writing, your agreements and negotiations, your sales, anything having to do with communications, offers and proposals and decisions, your pitches and ideas, your speaking roles, you know, everything communication oriented is really going to be up a notch. And so this can tie into the financial side of Scorpio. It can tie into, you know, some sexual attractions and the communication going on there and decisions. It can be about decisions about the divorce or the mortality issues or the third party scenarios. And then also through Jupiter, you know, so, you know, you can be really getting into those agreements and negotiations and getting legal contracts taken care of, or putting the word out through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or speaking up and, you know, and teaching what you know and sharing your wisdom or learning that new thing, or, you know, travel or import, export, or weddings and proposals, or religion and politics and what you have to say about it or decide about it. And so just seriously, a ton going on in those communication realms. And then on the other side of this, Virgo, this is the area that rules your brothers and sisters and neighbors. And it also rules vehicles and electronics and short trips and local activities. So, you know, you may be really kind of focusing on something that you want to go bigger on financially in one of those realms. Maybe you're going to get the loan and buy the new vehicle, or maybe you're going to settle an estate with a sibling, or maybe you're going to, you know, go in with a neighbor and purchase something, or maybe there's going to be, you know, a sexual attraction kicking up with the neighbor, or maybe you start making more short trips for little getaways with your, you know, sexy person you're involved with now. And so things can definitely really start to take off there. I would definitely say for Virgos that are single, you know, you're really favored to meet that steamy, interesting person, either on those short trips to nearby places or in your local community realm, you know, so get out and about. And, you know, I guess that's pretty much the crux of it. Definitely want to think about ways that you can protect yourself, ways that you can expand your horizons. Look for big opportunities in these areas and be willing to open up. If there's something that has been bothering you that you need to purge or to, you know, eliminate in some way, this can help you with that too. I would definitely say if you have been wanting to write something, it would be one heck of a year to start that project, because you would have kind of that ability to go deeper, as well as to, you know, maybe find the right publisher or to hit the widest audience with what you have to say. Definitely a year for getting legal counsel on agreements and negotiations and all of that. So, you know, really big time to look at things that can open up and expand your world in those areas starting on Tuesday the 10th. For Libra, Jupiter's going to move into your second house, and this starts on Tuesday the 10th. You're going to have 13 months of this, and this is really one of those years where something very big can happen to your income situation. So you might get promoted within the situation you're already in, or you might land something brand new that can expand the money flow that you have coming in through your own earning abilities. You might decide to, you know, through Scorpio, take out a loan or get an investor to back you for something that would then make you money. Or you might go through the Jupiter realm of educating yourself or getting some training or starting to teach something to bring in that income. Or it may come through media, marketing, publishing, travel, legal agreements, politics, religion, weddings and ceremonies. There could be some sexy attractions kicking up as you're out there earning your money. And so, you know, there's all kinds of things here. There may be a focus on kind of getting back into making money if you're going through a divorce because of the Scorpio theme. And, you know, this is definitely, it should be a really big deal year for you in opening that up in some way. And, you know, the other areas that this can be expansive for you guys would be when it comes to your possessions. So you might be really, you know, taking all your stuff and moving to some faraway land. You know, that would be one way, you know, kind of purging the things you don't want through Scorpio and taking all your possessions and taking the Jupiter travel to a faraway land thing and relocating with them. You might be, you know, taking a product that you've been developing and really start to export it or import something that really is lucky for you in product placement. So possessions and products, there can be big things going on there. purchases, it can be a major year for you to make a big purchase. And again, you know, this may have to do with the Jupiter themes. It may have to do with, you know, trying to go deeper into a situation or deal with, you know, getting that loan to make the big purchase or whatever. You know, maybe you're making a purchase for somebody that you're having a sexual attraction fling kind of thing with. I don't know. But it's definitely big. And, you know, the other area for this, besides income and purchases and possessions and products, is that, you know, this is the area of value. So with Jupiter being like a planet of belief and politics and, you know, all of those things, it can be a really important year where you're kind of expanding your value base and really seeking out interactions with people that are opening up your world in a way with similar values or who value you more. Your value level should go up in this year. So whatever that means to you, you know, then you're looking for that. And as far as the alignments going on with Pluto and Neptune throughout the year, for Libra, and I don't know if I did, I don't think I did it for Virgo. I gotta go back and do that for Virgo too. But for Libra, that alignment to Pluto is opening a door for something with those purchases or income flow or possessions or products or values that is linking you to what's going on in the home or with a move, a renovation, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates, ancestry, history, security interests, and, you know, again, kind of doubling back on Pluto there. And so helping, you know, with the financial or intimate side of that or the divorce or the mortality scenario playing out there. And then with Neptune for Libra, it's tying in very strongly with work opportunities or coworkers or hired help or paperwork. Or it's equally tying in to something going on with health or the animals. And so, you know, again, you guys can definitely be in there and purchasing things for that or making income through that or developing the value system or the product or the possessions in question and seeing that flow. You know, I'm going to go back to Virgo really quickly because I don't think I said the alignment to Pluto and Neptune for them. So for Virgo, that alignment to Pluto throughout the year ahead is going to link favorably with all those talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, and whatever going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities. Ties in favorably with your love affairs, your lovers, the children, the creative projects, or the recreational pursuits with Pluto, and also ties in favorably with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, those frisky competitors. But, you know, you've got really positive flow here in both arenas throughout the year. So you want to think about that. All right. So we just did Libra. So now we're going into Scorpio. All right, Scorpio. This is Jupiter moving into your sign. So it's just a super big year for the Scorpios to really kind of figure out who they are and where they want to go for the next 12 years, to really focus in on their identity, to look at how they feel about their body, how they feel about their image, how they feel about their brand, if they have a brand, how they feel about their name or their title, how they feel about their personal needs and desires, and what they want to do about it. And they're going to look at ways to grow their future through focusing on taking themselves bigger in some way through Scorpio themes of sexual attractions and intimacy, through divorce proceedings, through dealing with death and birth, through the financial arenas and where they are with all of that, and through any scenarios that can open the doors for them through third-party scenarios. And they're also going to do that through Jupiter trying to take this to that next level. So Jupiter focusing this on them, about them, through legal agreements or scenarios, through travel or people at a distance, through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, through education, whether that's taking classes or teaching, through weddings or other ceremonies, through religion or politics. And so it's a huge year for Scorpio, very considered one of the luckier years that you're going to get every 12 years, you know. And this particular one is aligning extremely favorable to your ruling planet, Pluto, as well as to Neptune. And so for Scorpio, the Pluto alignment that is peaking throughout this year ahead can bring in some opportunities for your own growth and happiness that tie in with meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, or anything Scorpio gets involved with locally or with their neighbors, their siblings, with vehicles or electronics, with short trips, and, you know, just your ideas, more or less. And then with Neptune, the doors open here for Scorpio, tied into lovers and to children and to creative projects and recreational pursuits. So it's looking pretty good, you know, stay on the positive Phoenix side of this energy and definitely watch yourself kind of bloom under this personal growth year. For Sagittarius, this is Jupiter moving into your 12th house. It's a really interesting place to host it. And so for the next 13 months, starting on October 10th, Sagittarius is going to start to see opportunities start to open up for you to go bigger in the spiritual side of your life. So whether that means through prayer, or through getting in touch with your intuition, through developing your psychic abilities, from taking an interest in magical side of life, through meditation or yoga, or whatever this might be for you, it can definitely kind of open things up in a really big way. This is also the area of clandestine romance and romantic getaways and karmic unions. So you might have in this year ahead, plus a month, something really big taking off here. So there might be a romance that you keep private in the beginning that you're developing behind the scenes. Or it might, if you're already involved with somebody, maybe you're starting to have more opportunity to take romantic getaways and connect in that way. Definitely would be a very sexy, romantic energy with Scorpio here. And travel definitely favored through all of that with Jupiter. It can be a year for the arts and Sagittarius, so there could be something really big landing in your lap or expanding on something you're already involved in when it comes to music or film or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture or museums or concerts or theaters or, you know, anything muse-related can be a very big year, and you could be seeing the financial side of that really take off. Again, there could be travel or legal agreements kind of falling into place. There could be a lot of sexual chemistry going on there. There could be, you know, mortality issues playing out in something there that you're focusing on. You know, maybe it's an artistic project about a divorce. I don't know. But there's a lot of expansion here. Also for Sag, it could be a really powerful year for something big going on with healing or hospitals or other institutions or dealing with bad habits or addictions. And so again, kind of the purgative side of Scorpio, helping you go deeper, helping you transform, maybe focusing on the reproductive side if you find yourself in a hospital and dealing with that or on addictions and that kind of thing. And so there's potential to really open that up. And also research, investigations, digging around for the information you're trying to find to expand your world in some way. So whether that's you're trying to find something that would help you on the financial side of things or something that is, you know, dealing with the divorce or any of these Scorpio themes or any of your Jupiter, you know, trying to gather up your legal topics and media interests and, you know, whatever. The whole long list is, then this would be, you know, a big growth year for you in those areas. And, you know, Sag, it's a good 13 months to kind of pull back a little bit and allow these things to kind of flower behind the scenes, because there's a lot of luck here and there's a lot of potential that you're developing something that then in the following year when Jupiter moves into your sign, you're going to come out strong with it. So definitely pay attention to what you're being called towards. And, you know, the alignment with Pluto and Neptune throughout this year ahead that are in the positive field, with Pluto, it can really open the door for income flow in any of those areas, or for making purchases, or what you're doing with your possessions or product when it comes to those themes. And with Neptune, it can definitely kind of get you into some kind of harmonic with what's going on at home. So maybe you're going to do a home studio, or you're going to have that home romance, or, you know, something with the healing or the spiritual practices there. It can definitely tie in favorably with real estate deals, moves, renovations, as well as with family, parents, or roommates. And so all of this is kind of coming together to put a big story in place for you guys over the next 13 months. For Capricorn, Jupiter moving into Scorpio on October 10th kicks off 13 months. This is going to really start to, number one, really open something up for you guys when it comes to your personal aspirations in life and your freedom and any original projects or ideas that you are developing. And number two, the social side of your life. What's going on with friends, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, and events, your causes. And so you have this big social growth, things that can make you happier or more prosperous, and you have this big push on your aspirations and original projects and freedom, and it's really going to play out through, you know, Scorpio trying to take you deeper and open up doors that are financial or sexual or intimate, that help you with divorce or mortality issues or third-party scenarios. And with Jupiter really traveling through here to link all this to what's going on with media, marketing, education, legal agreements and situations, travel, weddings, religion or politics in the mix. So you really want to think about where's your soul group and how are you opening up with friends in these areas, and how are you taking things to the next level. And the connection with Pluto and the connection with Neptune that are favorable throughout this year ahead, you know, with Pluto, it's in your sign Capricorn, so there's some kind of very powerful next chapter of your personal or physical evolution going on through this, you know. So again, maybe if this is about, you know, you having a big party because you're getting married and so it's about your identity and name evolving, or this is about you having a big financial investment in yourself and your social networking and you're growing your business, you know, through that realm. There's all kinds of potential here for you. And, you know, Capricorns have been going through this Pluto personal and physical evolution and since 2008. And so this particular year, you've been through some hell years, literally, you know, 2012 through 2017, massive frictional planetary energy against you. And now, as you go into this next year, the doors are going to open up to Pluto in your sign and to this Neptune energy, which I'll say in a minute. So I definitely feel like, you know, this is the year where you can definitely start to see some improvements through these veins. And the alignment to Neptune will then bring in harmonics for the Capricorns when it comes to their talks or meetings, their offers or proposals, their agreements, negotiations or sales, their writing or interviews or auditions, and their decision making, as well as anything that you're doing involving short trips, local activities, brothers, sisters, neighbors, your vehicles or electronics. So really, really powerful stuff there. For Aquarius, Jupiter is moving into your midheaven. This is a really big deal because this is the pinnacle of your chart. This is where the sun is shining the brightest. It puts you kind of out on that stage of life in a really big way because of Jupiter. And it's going to be focusing for Aquarius on their life goals. Is it time to get married? Is it time to retire? Is it time to buy a house? Time to have a baby? Time to start a business? You know, big life goals. It's also focusing on your career and the potential to go bigger on that level. It's also focusing on your status, your reputation, and your fame or notoriety. So you might find that you're being talked about or out there in the spotlight in some really big way in this next 13 months. And it's also about higher up slash authority figures in your life, like your boss, the director, the teacher, the producer, the priest, the mentor, the parent, somebody like that. And so Jupiter, again, we want to go big. We want to expand our horizons. We want to look at ways to find more happiness or prosperity through those arenas in these 13 months. And for Aquarius, you know, this may bring some financial opportunities through those areas. It might be sexual. It might be through the divorce and the goals you have there. It might be through an authority figure that you're dealing with mortality issues with. It could be about third-party scenarios and how that's helping you move the career or the goals or the authority figure situation forward. And it can bring Jupiter now through this territory to say, okay, we can get you there by dealing with the legal agreements or educating yourself or teaching what you know or travel or people at a distance or foreign interests or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing or weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. And so you want to aim really high, Aquarius. It's one of your highest years in 12 years. Time to like go big. And as far as the alignment to Pluto and Neptune, for Aquarius, the Pluto energy is kind of opening a door to the artistic side of what you're doing, the spiritual developments or practices, the romance that is kind of clandestine or about romantic getaways, the healing or hospitals or other institutions you're dealing with, or the research, investigations, or development of projects going on. And the Neptune flow that's harmonic through all of this is going to bring something in flow with your income potential, your purchases, your product, or your possessions and being valued in the scenario. So you want to hold that up high as well. And looks like a really, you know, inflow year for the Aquarius. For Pisces, Jupiter is going to move into your ninth house starting on October 10th, and it's going to travel there until November 8th of 2018, so 13 months of big growth coming through ninth house matters. And so Pisces, it's a huge year for you to expand your horizons or find more happiness or more prosperity through travel. And that's travel to faraway places, you know, at least across the country or to some other country. It's through dealings with people at a distance or import-export or an interest in foreign cultures or global interests. So that's one arena where you could really see some growth and happiness. Secondly, through legal scenarios. So whether that's you learning about the law or incorporating something or signing legal documents, there could be something really big playing out in this year ahead. And remember, Scorpio is a financial arena. It's a divorce arena. It's a sexual arena. So we might have some themes there as you're dealing with one of those topics. It can also be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, and so in any of those, publicity, you know, you want to go big. You could really see something getting out there on a much wider basis in the next 13 months. So either be pushing that out there or start something that could then grow over the years ahead and get you there. You know, remember, this is a publishing, broadcasting energy, and it's in a big financial arena. This can be about education. So Pisces, I mean, it could be a year where you're learning something, where you're getting training, where you're training others or where you're teaching others. And, you know, again, you really want to think, you know, is this about the financial side of life? Is it about death and learning more about the other side of the veil? Is it about your sexuality or reproductive needs or a divorce? You know, where are you in the Scorpio arena? Does it involve a third party? Is it you and another person going and trying to learn something together on a deeper, more powerful level? It can be about a wedding for Pisces, and so there might be this really powerful soulmate sexual connection with somebody that ends up taking you down the aisle in this next 13 months. It can be about religion or politics, and again, we're really going into the deepest side of this energy and transforming who you are through really a deeper understanding. or completely purging something that you have outgrown in one of those areas as you're evolving and figuring out, you know, where what comes next for you. So in the alignment with all of this, you know, the alignment to Pluto that is positive brings in for Pisces in any of those areas can tie into something opening up with your personal aspirations in your life, something opening up with an original project that you're working on, something opening up with involving your friends, your group affiliations and activities, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, events, parties, your causes, your social networking. So you want to think social and you want to think anything with your aspirations or originality, you know. And then the other positive alignment is to Neptune in your sign, Pisces. And so, you know, since 2011, you've been dealing with Neptune in your sign, and it's really been this very slow dissolve away of some old part of yourself and a really long, slow process of reconnecting to your artistry and your spirituality and your romantic nature and your healing abilities. And as this is kind of coming into a harmonic in this year ahead, you again, kind of like the Capricorns, you've been really under some tense configurations recently, really tense. And, you know, you're finally going to start to get a good turn now as you go into 2018 with this alignment. It's definitely going to help you kind of step into that positive side of who you are. And so we really don't have, that's it for all the signs, guys, as far as the Jupiter phenomenon. I gave the general overview for some of the personal challenges coming up, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week ahead. And you can definitely read about that for each sign in the weekly that will be posted on Sunday you can catch it over on Facebook with me. So Zoe Moon, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology if you want to find that. I hope we all do wonderful with this. Everybody stay in the light with this. It's really a incredibly powerful time. And we haven't had one like it ever. Well, not since we've been here. All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week, God willing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.